let you watch that? Who let you watch that?
Does this movie suck? Let's roll this.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right. I have no idea how does this movie suck episode start. It's always nonsense. And
it's always nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, right. the go-to move is us just singing the fucking theme song.
Yeah.
But that's a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose. So how about this one? Howard the Suck.
Does this Howard the movie suck?
Does this Howard the movie suck?
Gosh, dude.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's your boys, Andy Diaz and Gabe Martinez.
And we're here to suck this.
Who let you suck this?
The only podcast that's sucking each week. Gosh, there's so much talk about sucking.
So much. This is the offshoot of our regular podcast, Who Let You Watch That. This one is called Does This Movie Suck?
I like that.
Yeah. Does This Movie Suck? Where every week we take a beloved, popular, or maybe a infamously terrible movie and really get in deep to see whether or not it sucks.
We have criteria. We have a set of standards that we follow very closely.
To the letter.
And I've heard from many of people. They like how structured these episodes are.
They do.
They like how meticulous we are.
Mm-hmm.
And how scientific we can get in
these
episodes.
Absolutely.
We dial it in for you. Who let you watch that? We joke about all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Who puts in the research? We save the research for these episodes.
Absolutely, Andy. Yeah, it's a free-willing, free for all, free for everyone when you're listening to Who Let You.
Yeah.
But when you listen to Does This Movie Suck, you can rest easy. You're like, the boys put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
They dug into it. They leafed through pages, tomes of research.
The reason we do these episodes every other week is so we can do the research.
Absolutely.
On the Who Let You, you know. Those are for fun.
Yeah.
This is the serious business.
Absolutely.
And
every
this
time.
Week we are getting serious. Probably the most serious episode we have ever tackled.
Oh, you know it, Andy. You know it. Yeah. Yeah. This one, we've been waiting on this one for a while.
Oh, yeah. This has been in our back pocket.
Back pocket. I think before we get into this, though, we do have some very serious new business. Andy, do you want to make the announcement?
You know what, guys? We don't do a lot of new business. We don't really do new business on this episode.
We don't.
It's not that. It's too thick. It's too thick with just seriousness that we don't have time.
Thick with fat with research.
Fat with research.
That's what it is.
But you know what? When a nugget like this falls in our lap, we have to get to that gold. So here it is, you guys. We've had a deal for so long, for episodes, a contract on paper signed by the president himself, Mr. BuzzFeed.
Yep.
We had a partnership. We were doing these, you know, collaborations with them. 15 movies that may suck or not, presented by BuzzFeed.
Yep.
And we were
written by Daria Gnarzes.
Yeah, we were putting in the work. We love her. She's still a great writer.
She's great.
But here's the thing. BuzzFeed, they're done. Their CEO, I think he like jacked off a kangaroo or something.
Yeah, it's all over the news.
Something happened, but they're pulling the plug on the whole fucking thing.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to find anything, any of those BuzzFeed articles that we all know and love.
Well, you know, 10 ways you might be a toaster.
Yeah, 15 ways you're fucking your couch wrong.
You know? Dolly Parton said the following, and that means you're which character from the Munsters.
Exactly. All that is gone. So you're not going to be able to find 15 movies that may or may not suck but are also inappropriate written by Marjigan Bujani or whatever her name was.
Mrs. Bujani.
They're gone. I think she crashed her car, too.
She might have crashed her car. I think
she's
I read
not hurt
that,
her.
Too.
I think she's out fucking. She needs to get a new car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She just is. It was an unfortunate traffic accident that happened.
She didn't have insurance. She is fucked.
She's really fucked, you know. Also, I don't think her name has consonants.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, it's really hard. It's gonna be hard for the police to fill out the report.
They're not gonna be able to find her.
Yeah. I mean, tell me how do you spell it again? She's like, all right, it starts with a one. And they're like, the number one? And she's like, no, O-N-E. So
the
he's
idea
like, it starts with O? She's like, no, the idea.
The idea of the number, the concept. I want you to fathom infinity.
Yeah.
That's what my name starts with.
But it sounds like Marjorie.
Yeah. You're going to jail immediately. Booker, Dado.
Booker. So, yeah. It's over. Know, we were upset, but really, you know, Andy and I have had ample time to grieve. You're the ones that have to deal with it, and we feel bad. We're sorry. We know you were looking forward. You had your list. You're like, I love Mojambi's, article, the 15 greatest movies that suck or maybe problematic or whatever. And you're like, I'm crossing them off every week.
I can't wait till they get to this one, to that one.
Yeah. Well, sorry, guys. We're not reviewing The Pepperoni Boys today, which was number 7 on the list. We're getting into Howard the
Duck.
That's right.
Dude, we are doing it, guys. Now, this is infamously a movie that people hate.
Yes.
People say this movie sucks.
Yeah.
For why?
For why? They're like, because there's a duck as the main character. Well, I'm sorry. Have you never been to Disneyland?
Yes.
Have you never seen... Darkwing Duck. Have you never seen Donald Duck?
Have you never watched a DuckTales before? I am sorry.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Get fucked if you're not down with that.
If you're not down with that. I mean, you just started with that fat bass line, and I was like, let's turn this off right now and watch at least three episodes.
Come on, you guys. If you aren't a fan of ducks... In movies, in cinema.
That's true.
Yes, I agree. Real life ducks are awful. You go to a park, they're trying to bite your kid.
Yeah.
You have to punch a couple ducks.
Everywhere.
I have sincerely punched probably 15 ducks in my entire life.
Have you?
Dude, they're constantly coming at you. And you just fucking have to sock them.
Get them away from you. Yeah, you got to punch them.
You got to punch a duck.
You're tempted to kick, but they can dodge a kick.
They can bite a foot.
Yeah.
They don't expect the hands.
Yeah.
They don't expect the hands. But with that, ducks in entertainment, ducks on the ice, like sports-wise.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. The mightiest of ducks.
We love those sorts of ducks.
Well, I love a real-life duck that's been cooked and stuffed in another thing, a turducken.
Oh, my gosh. You get some orange glaze on that duck.
Oh, Peking style, baby.
I love me a duck. All those ducks are fantastic, you guys.
You know, I got one more duck that's fantastic.
What?
His name's Howard. Andy, what are the stats on this shit? This is a movie. When was this made?
What are the stats on this shit? And you know what? I am always at the ready because I am a man of Howard the Duckin. Guys, this movie was made in the year 1986, August 1st. This movie has a 14, and we don't bring up ratings a lot, but fuck, this movie surprisingly has a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. 14%, y'all.
That is disgraceful. It's a 4.7 on IMDb out of 10. Guys.
A 28% on Metacritic?
Yeah.
Are they watching the same fucking movie we are?
These are people that there's a word for them, Andy, and it's snobs.
Pretentious.
Yeah, they're pretentious, not
their
pretentious.
Nose up their own ass.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen to this log line, okay?
You're gonna listen
to this and you're gonna be like, man, I don't think I ever saw that movie, but now I have to. A sarcastic humanoid duck is pulled from his home world to Earth, where he must stop an alien invasion with the help of a nerdy scientist and a struggling female rock singer.
A rock singer played by everyone's first love in life, Caroline in the City.
Caroline in the City. Ladies and gentlemen, Marty McFly's mom.
Back on the podcast.
Back on the podcast. I think we've mentioned her every other episode.
Yeah,
Which we should. She's a national treasure, dude. Caroline in the City.
What's her real name?
Huh? Leah Thompson.
Leonard Bernstein,
also known as Caroline in the
Caroline
City.
Caroline City. I always forget her real. She's Caroline in the City.
She's Caroline in the City.
Caroline
exactly.
in the City.
Yeah. It's Caroline's her first name, last name in the City.
In the City.
Yeah. So she's the female rock singer. She is a delight in this movie. She is cute,
yes,
and fun and silly. And I'm sorry, Andy, but there's no way to get around it. She's one horny bitch. This woman goes from movie to movie trying to get her bell rung. She's like, Marty McFly, I know I'm your mom. Get in me.
Get in it.
Howard the Duck, I know you're a duck. Get in me.
The City, I know you're a city.
Yeah.
Get in me.
Get
in me. She wants it. She is a woman of the 21st century.
She is.
She knows what she wants. She likes what she wants. She gets what she wants.
Absolutely. If you're keeping track, I think I've said absolutely 600 times in this episode alone.
Guys, speaking of another person that gets what he wants, even if it's illegal, Jeffrey Jones is in this movie as well.
I was like, how am I going to broach that Jeffrey Jones is in this movie playing the bad guy? This guy, you know, famously from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but also in every movie from the 1980s.
Yes, yeah, he was in everything.
He was in everything. We actually just watched, on Mother's Day, we watched Mom and Dad Save the World.
Oh, yeah.
He's the lead in that. Like, he's the hero in it. It's so weird.
The last time he was ever a hero.
Yeah.
Because he is a monster.
Yeah, I forgot. What's his thing? Was it rape or was it kid stuff?
I think it was kid stuff.
Dude. Okay, yeah.
I think he was widowing kids and shit.
That's insane, man. This guy who was like the guy who was the principal in everything.
He's the dad in Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
he's
a dad in Beetlejuice. He's a delight in Beetlejuice.
He's fantastic in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. He's the go-to dude, but he's a piece of shit pedophile. And you know what? He does brilliant work in this movie.
It's fucking awful.
It's
but
so
you know
great.
Who was a man among men?
Who?
A stand-up dude? The scientist, man. Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins. Actual name in the movie is Phil Blumbert. It's so good.
This movie's good.
It's so good. Listen, I'm going on record. This movie rules.
This movie rules, dude.
This is a super fun movie from the beginning to the very end. God. It's awkward and painful and hilarious. I love it.
It is fantastic, dude. We also have to mention Admiral Akbar himself, Tim Rose, who
Tim
is
Rose.
Just Admiral Akbar. I don't know why his picture is Admiral Akbar on IMDb.
His picture is Admiral Akbar. It's the weirdest shit. He's credited as Howard the Duck. However, Ed Gale was Howard the Duck. He was the little person who played Howard the Duck.
Also, Chip Zine is credited as Howard the Duck.
Is the voice. He's the voice of Howard the Duck.
Also,
so,
Steve Sleep.
Yeah.
Peter Bard. Mary Wells. Lisa Struz, Jordan Prentice, also all listed as Howard the Duck. How many motherfuckers are in this costume?
I have no idea. It's one little dude, but I'm guessing is one by one they all die. And he's like, get another one in here. We got to do this.
We got to get it. We got to make this happen. There's too much fucking money invested in Howard the Duck.
We got to do it.
Stan Lee's got us by the fucking balls. Somebody finish this movie.
This is the first Marvel movie. We need to do this.
Also, this movie is directed by someone whose name sounds like a noise that like Daffy or Donald Duck would make. His name is Willard. This is a bit, right? The director's name is Willard Hyuk. Willard Mallard?
It's Mallard Hyuk.
Mallard Hyuk. What is happening? This is a bit, right?
Willard Hyuk. Is also a national treasure. So you'll look at the movies he's directed, not great. However, look at what he's written, Andy.
That's exactly what I just saw.
Yeah.
He wrote American Graffiti. He wrote Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
He wrote my favorite Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the fucking Temple of Doom.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He wrote the screenplay for Best Defense? Holy shit, dude.
This dude has written some stuff.
Dudley Moore's best movie.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
It truly is. And he wrote, you know, Lego Indiana Jones, which is pretty interesting.
What a... What a thing, man. This is amazing.
What a thing. Yeah. I mean, he's written some hits. You know, he definitely has. And then they're like, direct this movie. And you know what? When you put this movie in the context, because we're going to evaluate this.
Oh, yes.
When you put it in the context of 80s movies, like 80s fantasy.
Yes.
We're talking Masters of the Universe. We're okay. talking, you know, all the Henson stuff,
yes.
you know, all, which they're my favorites, but, you know, bonkers. They're just wild and crazy.
Yeah.
You're talking like the 80s fun things. As long as we're talking Jeffrey Jones, let's talk about, you know, Ferris Bueller's
yeah.
Day Off. We'll talk about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. These silly, goofy, fun things.
It was a different time, and movies had the ability, the almost the purpose of just being fun.
Yeah.
Being fuck you fun, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Being what they are, entertainment.
Entertainment.
Allowing you to unplug and go see something fun and unique. This movie, much like my chastisement for those that had a hard time with Midsommar, same thing.
Yes.
Howard the Duck is fun, silly escapism. Is it a Martin Scorsese masterpiece that's helping you somehow work through, you know, the pressure that we feel every day to right wrongs and understand people on a molecular level? No.
No. Is it an A24 film set in Taiwan about two children that once loved each other, but life and war has torn them apart from each other, and now just life is sad, and it's all filmed with a filter of gray and darkness and sorrow over it?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's not?
I didn't see it that way.
I haven't actually watched this movie.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah,
no, it's not that.
No.
It's fun. It's a duck from space who comes to Earth. How
and
do
banks.
You? Yeah, and wants to get his eggs fertilized, because I think even boy ducks have eggs. I don't know.
I don't know a lot about duck anatomy and genitalia. There's
yeah.
a cloaca.
There's a cloaca.
Something's like a screw, I think.
I think their wieners are curved.
Yeah,
like super curvy. Yeah, Andy's doing a gesture that really works on an auditory medium.
Yeah.
But you get the idea.
It's a twisty dick.
It's like a twisty dick thing, yeah.
Like a licorice. Licorice dick.
Yeah, something like that.
Music was fun in the 80s. Licorice dick.
Yeah. Guys, our first exhibit is, you know, Huey Lewis in the News was like the biggest group of all time.
Yes.
And all their music is silly fun. It's just
yes.
silly fun. It's a dad and like a bunch of other dads that got together, and they're like, oh, rock and roll is great. Everything is fun. I'm going to the sock hop with my number one son.
That's
like,
great.
It's bullshit.
What should we name this album? I don't know. Sports is cool. Sports.
Yeah, we'll call it sports.
Fuck yeah. 80s. Why not?
Yeah.
You know how many records that fucking album sold? Billions.
I think it sold 8 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Everyone on Earth bought 4.
Yeah. I have at least 3.
I have
all on vinyl.
Easily. Easily. I got CD. I got the Blu-ray limited edition of it.
Laserdisc. I'm fast forwarded trying to catch Huey's dong fall
yeah.
out.
Yeah. All the time. So, fun story. I went and saw Huey Lewis in the News years ago, like back when I was dating my wife. And we're like, hey, Huey Lewis is coming to
yeah.
town. Like, let's go see him. It'll be fun. The first thing I realized was, like, I know every Huey Lewis hit.
Yeah.
Because they've been in every movie.
Ever.
From
yeah.
the 80s all the way to the mid-90s. And that's all of his songs. So, like, every song he played, I was like, oh, I know this. I
yeah.
can sing along to it. It's great. It was a lot of fun. We were easily the youngest people by 30 years that were there.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Was this at a county fair?
This was absolutely at a county fair.
Yes,
yeah.
it was.
Yes,
fuck
it was.
Yeah, it
yeah.
was.
And then the coolest thing, I've never seen this at a concert before or since. Huey Lewis, it's like 8:45, and Huey Lewis has been playing for an hour and a half. And he goes, hey, everybody, I just want to take a moment right now to tell you, I know, I got to watch. It's getting late. You know what? And if you got to get going because you've just had too much of this, I'm not going to fault you. When you get up, no one's going to boo you. You go ahead. You head on home. You drive safe, and you have a good night's rest. The rest of us, we might just rock and roll for a few more minutes if that's all right.
Yeah.
And he, like, waited, and honest to goodness, dude, there had to be probably, you know, let's say if there were, like, I don't know, 5,000 people, 3,000 people there. I have no concept. Let's say 3,000 people were there. Easily a few hundred got up and were like, yeah, fuck this. I'm old and I need to get out of here
I'm done.
The traffic and all that. So he waited politely and like had banter with like the band while people were getting up and leaving. And he's like, okay, I think just about everybody that's still here wants to rock and roll. What do you guys say? Like, I think the heart of rock and roll is still beat. And he played two more songs. Left, did not wait for people to like chant Huey or anything like that. He just like left, came back out, and he was just like, you all know that there's gonna be an encore, so let's just get to it. It was, everything was so like matter of fact and silly.
I love it.
I loved it too. It was an absolute delight.
He is a working man's rock and roll, and you know what? The heart of rock and roll is still beating, man. And that's the truth. And the heart of Howard the Duck, it's in all of us.
It's in all of us. And really at the core of that is aren't we all just ducks that want to bang down with Leah Thompson?
That is the truth. Yeah. Truth to power.
Truth to power. She's a gorgeous woman. She's got fantastic comedic timing. And she's got this all-American, just something magical about her.
And she's down to fuck.
And you're getting to the heart of the matter, Andy. That's really what it is. She's a vixen.
She's a vixen.
We have criteria. To tell you whether or not this movie sucks. And the very first thing we usually say is direction.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
That was me pronouncing the director's name. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Listen. Is it a movie with shots and things that kind of make sense?
Yes.
There you go.
He has a camera. He shot some stuff. Some other people put it together. I think that's a movie.
I think that's a movie too. So we're going to say direction, flawless.
We did it.
A+. What's the next thing? We got cast, actors.
We already said it.
We
got all of them in it. They're all killing it. The 15 people that played Howard the Duck, I believe every single one of them thinks that they're a duck, and they're going to bang it down.
Every one of them. Jeffrey Jones being Dr. Walter Jennings.
I believe him for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that dude is a sexual predator, which he was in real life. So I believe him for every single moment. Give him an Oscar.
You're right about that.
If they're going to give Roman Polanski an Oscar, hey, hand him out to everybody.
That's true. Roman Polanski admittedly raped. I don't think this guy ever admitted it. I think they just found the pictures on his hard drives or whatever.
So that dude's hiding in fucking, I don't know, Russia or whatever. Jeffrey Jones, is he dead?
No, he's actually, we were shocked because after we watched Mom and Dad Save the Planet or whatever, we looked at his IMDb. He was working up until like a year ago, like in movies.
Am I just he had some shit, right?
Oh, buddy, absolutely.
Okay, right?
Yeah, he absolutely had some shit.
You know, if we are wrong, I will look it up later. This is heavily researched.
Yeah.
But who cares about those people? Leah Thompson. I'm sorry. Caroline in the city. She is doing it. She's doing it for all of us. Because, hey, we're curious as shit, too. What would it be like to bang it down with a duck? And you know what? She sold me. There's the chick duck. She's got some knockers.
Dude, the chick duck, play duck, I mean, all of it. I remember being a confused child watching this movie when the girl duck is in the bubble bath or whatever, and
she has
see her
nipples.
I don't believe there's nipples, but there's definitely titties. There's like round human titties.
I don't even know how to Google this without being put on some sort of list.
You open up your private browser. That's how you do it, Andy.
Pretty sure the FBI is just waiting, just like someone's looking at Howard the Duck boobies.
Yeah.
Put them on the list.
So this just in. Jeffrey Jones took, this is absolutely true, and he did jail time and everything like that.
Oh, shit.
Nude photos of a 14-year-old boy.
Oh!
And was found possessing of child pornography. And then he
Monster.
Violated the terms of his probation by failing to update on the sex offender registry.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Hollywood, employing this guy even after the fact.
Yeah.
Hollywood taking care of their own.
Absolutely.
Be on the podcast.
Yeah. In 2019, they cast him in the Deadwood movie.
What the absolute fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was working all through the early 2000s, and that was after they had found out that he was a pedophile.
But Caroline the City? See, here's the double standard in Hollywood. Man's world. He can just work, but Caroline the City still looks great, but she can't get a role. Let her bang someone else's kid.
Yeah, we need her in another movie having sex with her own child.
Let it happen. That's what the people want. Maybe that's what's wrong with the world. They stop like Liam Thompson, get out of there, and just bang her way through the world.
The 80s were a great time.
Yeah.
And that is because Leah Thompson was off the chain just banging everyone. Leah Thompson was like, okay, listen, I don't film the stuff, but I definitely am an infomaniac and I need sex every single day. So she's like, okay, I need it. I want it. Gotta have it. So, you know, we just, we'll look at her filmography. Okay. So we go, Leah Thompson. All right. Starts, you know, she's a kid actor, you know, listen, we're not going to be ridiculous and we're not going to insinuate anything. It really started in 1985 because who can resist Michael J. Fox? She's like, I got to have sex, whether he's my son or not, I'm having sex with him.
He is a personal hero of mine. I mean that wholeheartedly. Everyone should want to bang Michael J. Fox.
Everyone should.
He is a fucking hero.
He is. He's great. So then she goes to space camp in 86. She's like, there's a missile. Put it in my butt. Howard the Duck, also 1986. We've already talked about it at length. She's like, I need to have sex with a duck. I need to have sex with a duck.
Let's do it. I'm all aboard it.
Yeah. 1988. She stars in the fucking movie Casual Sex. What is Casual Sex about? With high hopes on her quest to track down the perfect man, two girls take a vacation at a plush health resort. But unfortunately, the men they encounter seem to wilt at the thought of anything more than casual sex. But she needs it.
She needs it.
Then she plays Sybil in The Wizard of Loneliness, where, spoiler alert, she don't get very lonely because she's banging down with everyone.
Dude.
Tales from the Crypt, she was in one episode. The episode was called Banging Caroline from the City. Back to the Future Part 2. Definitely. She's having sex with Doc Brown. She's having sex with that weird shark from the 3D movie. She's having sex with, that's a deep cut. I know.
I love it.
She's going to town. 1990, Back to the Future Part 3. She's like, put that train in
put
me.
Put that train. I do not care.
Yeah. She took a small break to do Stolen Babies, which was a TV movie in 93. She's like, listen, there's nothing erotic about this.
This is serious. I'm trying to do it. But then she came back with a vengeance in 93. Dennis the Menace, he was a menace on that butt, dude.
Yeah, he was a menace all over that body. She played the substitute's wife. She played all the Beverly Hillbillies. She was a little rascal. The unspoken truth.
She was on an episode of Friends as Caroline the City. Banging down the friends.
Banging them down. And then in 1999, she says, listen, everybody, I'm going to make it official. I know my legal name is Caroline in the City. I got some money. I'm launching my own show. She does 97 episodes where she's like a frustrated cartoonist.
Damn, 97 episodes.
I know. I'm shocked when I saw that. 97 episodes. She's a frustrated cartoonist. She's like, all I want is I want the Chrysler building.
Yes.
Up my vajuha.
Let's do it. It was like a Kathy sort of thing, right? Ack.
Yeah. Ack. That's what it was.
Kathy,
yeah.
Fuck
she did.
That
she
shit.
Did like cats and squiggly lines.
Was that what it was?
Maybe. I don't know. And Ack. Then, of course, she was in, if you've been to SeaWorld, you've mm-hmm. seen the 4D experience, R.L. Stine's The Haunted Lighthouse, where she plays Peg Van Leg. And what do you do with peg legs?
Up the hoo-ha.
You put them right up that ganger. Yeah, so anyway, this woman is a viciously sexual beast. And Howard the Duck is just one piece in a just a string of evidence, Your Honor, to prove our case that this movie doesn't suck, because it's got Caroline in the City going full rabid vagina on everyone.
She gets it nonstop, tip to tail. We love you, Caroline in the City.
Be on the podcast.
We love you.
All right, we have other criteria, but honestly,
I think we proved it.
I mean, this is
open and shut.
Open and shut case, much like her legs. Caroline.
God, I love her, though.
Keep them open.
For everybody, for us, for you, especially for you, baby.
And ducks everywhere. Let them in.
Ducks everywhere.
All right, yeah, so I think we've proven it. This movie rules.
Rules.
Okay, Howard the Duck, 10 out of 10.
Would fuck it.
Absolutely. All right, I think we're done here.
I think we're done. More like Howard the Fuck.
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.